consumed by a driving ambition. Add the red color of hate in the blistering heat of a baseball diamond. That's our story, Comeback, taken from the files of John Steele, adventurer.
Hello, friends. This is John Steele. If you like stories of savage action and hard emotion, pull up your chair because you've come to the right place. Most of our tales are about old friends of mine, but this week's is an exception. I first met Lou Johnson when I was scouting for one of the Major League Baseball clubs, and though his story is a sports story, it's also one of a man. But here he is to tell it himself. Lou?
They say once you're through in a big show, you might as well get out and stay out, because it's never the same after that. Well, I didn't feel that way about it. Baseball was my whole life, and I wanted to play the game, even if it meant going down to the Class B League to do it. So after I was released from the majors, I went down to Triple A, then on down the line till I ended up with the Memphis Grays in the Three-State League. But I never stopped hoping that someday I'd get called back upstairs. That's why I could put up with the lousy food and the night bus rides and all the rest of it. With baseball, I played it hard all the way. Like the day we were playing the Chattanooga Chiefs. It was early in the season. Everybody on the team had pretty much made up their mind we weren't going any place anyways. Chiefs were in first place by three games, pulling away from the rest of the league. We were last. Skip, our manager, had started a young kid by the name of Snell in my place at third. I'd been warming the bench all day. It was our half of the ninth, and we were one run behind. Coombs, our shortstop, got a single to start things off. Next two men fight out. That brought up the kid, Georgie Snell.
Snell! Wait a minute.
What?
Lou's got a hit for you.
Huh?
Just keep an eye on me, kid. I'll show you how it's done.
Let's get a barrel over here.
Get going, Lou.
Yeah. Just watch the old professional, kid.
Hey, I don't get it, Skipper.
Come on, you two are in the game.
Johnson for Snell.
I know, Stephanie. Let's get this over.
That's just what I'm planning on doing.
Well, if it ain't Mr. Major League himself.
Hey, Lou.
Okay, Kelly, here's the big man himself. Tappy, let's see that high one. Tappy right under his chin. And here he is.
Go away!
Like them apples, big shot.
That is fastball?
Yeah, that's his.
Kind of the stitches on it as it went by.
Hey, hear that, Peppy? Stitching that gun him high.
Come on, I got a trade
to catch. Just giving them their money's worth.
Big man's giving them their money's worth, Kelly. Come on, let's get in that big floater, baby. Bend in that big one and watch him swing. And it's now, big man, now!
Tell him not to come over to play it again or he's lost the ball game.
Listen to him sing, Kelly. Listen to him sing.
Yeah.
Okay, Patty, the way out in front. Got in the way, baby. Come on now. Let's put one out on the button on his cap, Kelly. Let's bang him out of there. And here he is.
Today?
Sure.
What?
I ain't never gonna get used to the clutch if the skipper's gonna take me out when things get hot.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah.
Don't take it too hard. Them as has it and them as ain't.
Well, I know I've got
maybe
it.
You just ain't a ball player, kid.
Why don't you get off his back, Lou?
He's gotta learn to take it.
Yeah, you sure that's the reason?
Of course it is.
Okay. Did it lose?
What?
The Sox called Charlie Harris back to the majors.
When?
Yesterday.
What do you know about that?
Guess we need some tenant insurance.
You sure?
Yeah. It's in tonight's paper. Says he's going to be used as a pinch hitter.
Old Charlie.
He should have been out in front by five games by now.
Yeah.
Maybe Harris will give him the power he needs.
Maybe.
Have to keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Well, let's get in that shower before the hot water's gone.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah. After we cleaned up, I bought a paper and beat it back to my room at the hotel. Yeah, there it was in headlines on the sport page. Harris recalled to the majors. That was good. At least I knew the Sox needed some help. And if Harris didn't work out, well, I might get back upstairs yet. Like Herman says, I was going to keep an eye on him. I went out to the field for practice next morning, but it's different. Now, going back to the big time was a lot more than just a dream. Play the game harder than ever. Make every play count. Yeah, that was the way to do it. I was walking up to take my turn in the batting cage when the skipper called me aside.
Hey, Johnson!
Yes, Skip?
Give me a minute.
Sure. What's up?
I want to talk to you.
Shoot.
I've been worrying.
Oh, forget it, Skip. You ain't always going to be in last place.
Oh, it's not that.
Well, what then?
I don't like to do what I did yesterday.
Oh, that's okay, Skip. I don't mind if you're playing in my spot.
I don't mean that.
Huh?
Young Snell's a pretty good ball player.
Yeah, he's a kid.
That's just it. He needs experience.
Well, why don't you send him down?
Down to where? We're the bottom.
Yeah.
He's never going to learn if I don't give him a chance.
Well, what are you supposed to do? Throw away ball games so a green kid can get used to the heat?
I know.
That's your job, ain't it? Winning games?
That's part of it.
I don't get you.
The other part's developing good prospects to send up to the majors. You think anyone up in the Sox office cares where the Memphis Grays stand in a three-state league?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't. If I can send up one good player every 3 years, that's what makes some sense upstairs.
Well, what's that got to do with me?
Just this. I like to win ball games just as much as you do.
Yeah?
I know that during a game, isn't always a time to let a kid get his lumps.
So?
You've got experience.
Now, wait a minute.
There's a lot you could teach Snell if you will.
You think I'm going to be nursemaid to a skinny kid? I got myself to think of. Someday I'm going back to the majors.
I am?
Yes, I am. I ain't got the time. Let him learn the way I learned, the hard way.
I guess I had you figured wrong.
What are you
talking
about?
I never thought Lou Johnson would worry about a kid taking his spot.
Oh, you're nuts.
Am I? What is it then?
Okay, where is he?
Over at the sliding pit.
Yeah. Remember, this was your idea.
Thanks, Lou.
Yeah, remember.
Wait, I think they make a slide in that score. You got to hit that dirt a good 10 feet from the bag and then come in roaring. You got some of the best baseballers in the game today. They spent hours in the pit and then went...
Oh, hello, Lou.
Hi, Herman. This bunch of kids are afraid to get their pants dirty.
Yeah, I know.
What are you doing over here?
Skip's one better help out.
Oh, you can have it. I know where
Snell's going.
Oh, he's the only one who shows anything.
Hey, kid.
What do you want?
Let's see a follow-away slide.
What for?
Don't give me a hard time. Skip's orders.
Go ahead, kid.
Back off further than that. That's better. Now go ahead.
Kid's pretty good. Not bad.
You call that a follow-away? I'd have had the ball in your teeth.
That's who.
You don't believe me? Try it again. I get on the bag. You throw me a ball, Herman. Give kid a chance. Ready, Herman?
Yeah.
Come on, Snell. Was he out?
5 feet.
Okay, wise guy. What's the matter, kid? You getting hot? Try it again.
Sure. Only don't do a fall away. This time, come in with your spikes flying and break up a double play.
Sure.
I'll stay on the bag and hold the ball. Now, if I can get out of the way of your spikes and throw to Herman, your slide stinks. Okay?
Sure.
Wait a minute, Lou. We don't want no one getting hurt.
It's all in fun. Ain't it, kid?
Yeah, all in fun.
Go on, Herman. Get back here.
Okay. It's your leg.
Go on, Snell.
Sure.
Ready, Herman?
Yeah.
Come on, kid. Spikes up. That's the best you can do.
What do you mean?
I got the ball to you. Did I get the ball to you, Herman?
Sure.
Listen, kid. That slide's won more ball games than any other play in the book.
Yeah?
You got to play it hard. You got to knock the pivot man's pins clean out from under him. Don't worry about the bag. Just get those spikes in his legs.
Huh?
Here, I'll show you. You stay on the bag and try to get the ball to Herman.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Stay out there, Herman. Skip's order.
Go ahead, big shot. Show me how.
Sure. Okay, Herman?
Yep.
Okay, kid, here I come. See what I mean?
You dirty!
Let me see that legs now.
Oh, Jim, if it's the last
thing. Shut up, lie still.
Just a scratch.
Get it, I'll grab it.
Now, wait till I get the sock down.
Oh, no.
Wow. That cut's 7 inches long. Somebody get the doc.
Bad, huh?
Be a month before you play again, kid.
Dirty rat.
You shouldn't have done that, Lou. You shouldn't have done that.
Pretty good picture, huh, Herman?
Yeah. That movie stuff's all a bunk, though.
Suppose so.
Oh, that love stuff, that ain't for real.
No.
Hey, you take that girl. Hey, what's the matter with you?
Huh?
You've been so quiet. What's the matter with you?
Oh, it's nothing.
Want to stop for a beer?
No, I don't feel like it tonight.
It's awful hot.
I don't care if you want.
What's the matter with you? Snap out of it.
Come on, we'll stop for a drink.
No, forget I brought it up.
Love stuff's a bunk, huh?
Yeah, sure it is.
How come you never got hitched, Lou?
Huh? Oh, I don't know.
Used to have plenty of girls.
Yeah, I guess I had my share.
How come you never married one of them?
Never had the time, I guess.
That's what I thought.
Well, you know how it is. Always shoving on to another town.
Yeah.
Ever in one place long enough to get to know anybody.
Didn't you never want to get married?
Yeah. I
thought about it. Be nice to have a little house. A kid, maybe.
I guess I figured I'd come later. Other things more important.
Like what?
Playing the game. Working my way upstairs.
Yeah. Maybe I played it too hard.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
I was feeling good till you started talking.
I know.
What a creep.
Sorry.
Want to buy paper?
Okay.
Give me the Chronicle. Thanks.
What's the headline?
Here's some stuff about Korea. Let's see the sports page.
Yeah.
Here we are. The socks when they do today. Yeah, here it is. They lost 3-2. What was the write-up? Yeah, it'll be down at the bottom. Was pitching well in the ninth inning. Charlie Harris, who flew in from Indianapolis this morning, was sent in to pinch hit for Robinson. He might just as well have come by train, because with two out in the tying and one in runs on base, he struck out to end the game. How about that?
What?
Harris was sent in to...
I heard you.
A couple more like that, and the Sox will be beating the bushes for another pinch hitter.
I suppose so. How long we known each other, Lou?
Oh, 15 years, I guess. Let's see, we come up to the Sox together in 35.
Funny thing. I've never really known you till now.
Huh?
I guess the guys were right this afternoon.
Oh, they're just a bunch of punks.
Are they?
Well, sure they are. That's the trouble.
I don't think they are.
What do you mean?
They wanted to go to Skip and have you thrown off the team. But I stood up for you. Said they didn't know you like I did.
Well, why would they...
They think you spiked the kid on purpose.
Well, those things happen.
No, they don't.
It was an accident.
I thought so this afternoon. Now I know I was wrong.
What are you trying to...
You spiked that kid today, and now you're out laughing and having a good time. He'll be out for a month, maybe more. You didn't even go over to the hospital to see him.
It's a tough game. You got to play it hard all the way.
The guys was right.
Well, what difference does it make? Skip never would have listened to him.
Maybe not. So long, Lou.
Dumb jerk. The guys all got together the next day and went to Skip. He told them they were crazy. It was just an accident. From then on, I played third regular. What with playing every day, my game sharpened up. My batting average started climbing until I was hitting around 390. Team climbed up in the first division. I knew I was carrying him. Kid's leg got infected, and I kept him off the field another 2 weeks. In late August, he started taking practice with us, and being a kid, he come along fast. Meantime, I'd been keeping my eye on Charlie Harris up with the Sox. From what the paper said, he was having a rough time. He had 2 hits and 35 trips to the plate. Sports writers were calling him the All-American out. It was the last week in August. We had a big game with the Chiefs that afternoon. We're just going out for fielding practice when Skip called us all together.
All right, now, hold it a minute, hold it. This will interest some in here, but not many. I got word from the office today that a scout from the Sox will be at tomorrow's game. So if you have any big ideas, tomorrow's the day to show them.
What are we waiting for? Let's go.
Okay, fellas, that's all.
Hey, Skip.
Yeah, Johnson, what do you want?
Who's coming down? Did they say?
Why?
The scout. Who is it?
Oh, fellow by the name of Steele.
John Steele.
You know him?
Uh-huh, sure. I know him well.
Hello, I've been watching you careful for the last week.
Yeah?
I noticed your hitting's kind of tapered off. I think you're pressing too much.
Nah.
I know this means a lot to you tomorrow, and I thought...
What?
Thought maybe I'd play Snell this afternoon.
No,
kid's about ready to start, and it'd give you a day of rest.
No, Skip.
You don't even have to take food in practice today. Might be just what you need to have a big day tomorrow.
I don't need no rest.
Well, you can suit yourself about practice, but Snell's going to play this afternoon.
Skip.
You don't know what's good for you.
I'll show you I don't need no rest. I'll go out there and catch everything.
I know you can feel. I'm
I'll
just
show you. Of...
Come on, Skip. Let's get going.
Okay. Go on, Lou. Get out there.
You just watch me, Skip. I'll catch everything in sight.
What do you expect us to do, cut the grass while you finish your private conference?
Jerk.
Matter, Big Shot, trying to get out of practice?
Jerk.
Heads up, here comes one. It's yours, kid. Now, now, now.
Mine. I got it. Get out of the way, kid.
Hog, that was mine all the way.
Yeah, why don't you take it then?
Hit us another, Skip.
Mike. Here it comes. Mine!
I got it! Mine!
What are you trying to do? Catch everything?
That's right.
Quit hugging them all, Jackson.
That's all another Skip.
It's yours, kid. Now!
Mine! Look out for the wall. Get out!
Ran smack into the wall.
Out cold.
Jerks.
Head first.
Out cold.
Jerks.
The wall.
Out cold.
Jerks.
Head first.
Out cold.
The wall.
Out cold.
Wall.
Cold.
Wall.
Cold.
Wall.
Cold.
Wall.
Cold.
Wall.
Cold. Wall.
Cold.
Wall.
When I come to, I was on a bench in the locker room. The doc was bending over me. I could see Skip looking over his shoulder. Wasn't nobody else around. My head was busting, my whole right side ached. Doc said something about a mild concussion and I'd have to go to the hospital. Then him and Skip left. I knew I wasn't going to get tied up in no hospital, not with a game coming up tomorrow. When I got up on my feet, I was rocky as a lush on a 10-day bender. Got some clothes on, took off out the back door. I don't know where I went or how long I walked. When I got back to the hotel, it was dark. I unlocked the door of my room. Even before I turned on the light, I knew somebody was there.
Where you been?
What are you doing here?
Where you been? Skip's been looking all over for you.
I don't know.
Been up here 5 times.
Yeah?
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Sure?
Yeah, now get out and leave me alone.
Sure, I'll go in a couple of minutes. I, just want to say I'm sorry about tomorrow.
What about tomorrow?
Skip says I'll be playing third.
Oh, he did, huh?
Yeah.
We'll see about that.
Doc says you can't play.
We'll see.
I'm sorry it worked out like this.
What do you mean?
I wanted to beat you fair and square and not this way. Besides, I had you all wrong.
Yeah?
You can play tough for the other guys, but I know better now.
What gives you that idea?
I heard you warn me off that wall just before you hit it.
Tomorrow'll be the first time I ever played for Scout.
That's so?
I'd sure like to do good.
I guess you would.
Not a hitter yet, but I will be as soon as I get my swing time.
You think so?
You know, Lou, I've been thinking. There's a way that'd make it seem as though you were right up at that plate tomorrow. You know how I take those 3 little steps before I hit the ball, just like Dixie Walker used to? Well, if you'd help me get my timing right, it'd be just like you was up
there. So that's it.
Huh?
You little worm, come squirming around here, tell me what a good guy I am. So I'll give you the tip that'll send you upstairs.
You got it all wrong.
Well, let me tell you something, smart guy. I knew there was something behind it all along.
You're nuts.
And I'll tell you something else. I wasn't warning you off that wall this afternoon because I didn't even see the wall. I was trying to scare you off the ball so I could make the catch.
Now, what do you think of that?
I was right in the first place.
That's the trouble with you little punks. You don't know how to play the game hard.
I should have known.
Now, get out of here before I throw you out.
Well, I won't until...
Get out.
Cut it out, Samson. I don't want to hurt you. Cut it out.
Little punk.
Can't hit you, Johnson.
You little rat won't even fight back.
Your head.
You gotta play it hard. Now, get out of here.
Sure, I'll get out. Until I tell you something. You're sick, and there ain't no doctor can help you.
Shut up.
All your life you've been playing ball, playing it so hard you forgot everything else. You don't even know there's anyone else alive, and you know why? Because you're scared to death inside. Scared you ain't good enough. Scared somebody's going to take your spot away. Scared you ain't going to make the grade. Now you got something to really be scared about, because you're going to get left holding a bag. You're going to get old, and you won't have baseball, nor people, nor nothing, because nobody's going to care.
Shut up!
Well, you're through now, and you ain't got nothing. Nothing! I feel sorry for you.
Get out. After the game, I locked myself in my room and slept. Phone rang six or seven times during the night, but I didn't answer it. At 3 a.m, Skip came up and banged on the door. I just laid in bed and listened. Finally, he went away, and I went back to sleep. Guess I was too tired even to dream. When I woke up, it was 10 o'clock in the morning. My head still ached. Whole right side was stiff. I took one of the shades down, rolled it up, and practiced swinging until my side started to loosen up. I didn't go out to the field till after game time. When I got to the locker room, it was empty. Pulled on my uniform, packed some cotton in under my sliding pads to protect that hip. When I got to the dugout, the game had started.
Johnson, what are you doing here?
I'm on the team, ain't I?
You should be in the hospital.
I feel great, Skip. Honest.
Well, he ain't going to play, so you might as well go back to the hotel and rest.
I'll stick around. Maybe you could use a pinch hitter later on.
Suit yourself, but I'm telling you, he ain't going to play. Sit down.
Snell's up, huh? Never get a hit.
Ah, shut up.
Did Steele show?
Yeah, he's right behind the dugout.
Good.
Come on up! Put him out there!
Another line drive.
Yeah, right to the shortstop.
If he just straightened one of them out.
Sorry, Skip. Can't seem to get a hold of
them. Okay, kid.
Oh, sure, that's okay. We didn't need the run anyway.
Ah, shut up, Lou.
If you'd let me go in and hit... I'll be back in a minute.
Where are you going? Stay away from that kid.
Don't worry. Let me see that arm, Snell.
Beat it.
I saw you flinch when you reached for the rail.
Shut up.
Let me see it. Swollen. How'd that happen?
Nothing.
Last night?
Nothing, I tell you.
You dumb jerk, you've been out there batting with a sprained wrist.
Oh,
you're throwing the game away? We've only been playing with 8 men.
Shut up.
What's the idea?
You said to play it hard. Well, that's the way I'm playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. There wasn't no more scoring when we got to the last half of the ninth. We were still one run behind. First man flied out, next man walked, next man struck out. Two down and a man on base when Snell went walking up to the plate.
I don't know.
Playing him to pull to the left.
Yeah, such a kid.
Yeah.
He hasn't got it, that's all. What's the use of kidding myself?
Skip.
How do you feel, Lou?
Huh?
Your head. How's it feel?
Kind of rocky, huh? Guess it's been too much for me today.
Yeah, afraid of that.
Well, let me go out and talk to him, Skip.
You think I'm nuts?
Nothing to worry about, I promise you.
Okay, I'll try anything.
Kid, wait a minute.
Come on, hurry it up.
I'm time. Come here, kid.
You want?
Now, listen to me. I ain't got much time. When do you start taking those three little steps where you hit the ball?
Huh?
Tell me.
I see the ball coming around from behind his head.
Now, listen to me. I used to watch Dixie hit. Wait till the ball leaves his hand. Then go into your dance.
How do I know you're just...
Okay. Wait till tomorrow to find out if I'm right if you want to.
Come on, Snell, Pansy.
Now, go on, kid. And stop pressing.
That picture sure taking his time.
Yeah. Get it over.
Yeah, but to the right.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. To the right, yeah.
Let it over.
Wrong one.
He'll hit it.
He's got to hit it.
Get it over there.
Foul again. Third strike.
Yeah, but to the right.
Come on, kid. Get a hold of it.
Just told him to take it easy. Don't play it so hard.
Nice going, kid.
Thanks, Skip.
Now get down to that shower in a hurry.
Yeah, right away.
Come on, Lou.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Nice going, Snell.
Huh?
Oh, this is John Steele, kid.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Steele.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Oh, I'm Lou Johnson.
Yeah, sure, now I remember. Say, I like the way this kid hits. Nice swing. Bad luck today hitting him at people, but he hit everyone smack on the nose.
Yeah, got a good swing.
Like to have a talk with you after you clean up, Snell.
Sure. Thanks, Mr. Steele.
See you later.
Nice to see you again, Thompson.
I guess I was right the second time, huh, Lou?
What? What?
Nothing.
Looks like you're on your way, kid.
Well, I'll be seeing you again, Lou.
Huh?
Because I'm going to tell them up there they got a good coach going to waste down here at Memphis. I'll be seeing you again, Lou.
Maybe. Maybe.
Title, Comeback. The story of a man who learned that sometimes you can step down to go upstairs. And if you like Lou's story, friends, why not come back next week? I'll have a man who was trapped not 10 feet from civilization and whose life depended on a single blade of grass. I like to call it Juniper Bush. So until next week, this is John Steele saying, a life of adventure is yours for the asking, wherever you find it. Only don't look for it. It may find you. Well, goodbye and good hunting.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.